The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Do you remember the other day we were talking about don't come to work and bring all those germs to work? I came to work and I brought all the germs. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
My name is Anthony A.
Okay, so I came to work and I felt like I was going to die. And I mean, I have something called norovirus. Didn't know what it was. I just knew I was sick and I couldn't keep anything down. But you know why I came to work? Because I care about this show that much. And our boss was like, you have to go in. He didn't actually say that.
No, he did not say that.
He did not say that. But I could tell you can't be sick right now. Like,
I
this
could tell
is not
he
the
was
time.
Bothered by your sickness.
Yes.
And he wasn't exactly sure if it was a real sickness because we're coming off of a holiday weekend.
And let me tell you something.
Oh.
I never, ever, all year long, everybody here in the studio, I like to brag a little. We all take vitamins and stuff. We don't call in. We only take our vacations twice a year. Long vacations at that, summer and winter. That's it. But honey, baby, your girl was on the ground here in the studio. I was like in a fetal position, curled up. You might not have noticed it on the radio. I can talk about it now because I'm not going to throw up. But for the past 2 days, it has been like just so bad.
Oh, let's back it up a little bit. We weren't like your sickness at all. I don't think anybody from me, JR, to Jack. We just had to go into our Dana is sick drill.
Dana is sick drill. What does that mean, Anthony?
That was a whole different scenario. It meant a lot of me and Jack quickly but efficiently yelling at each other. Shout out producer Jack for holding it down.
Oh, darn. I missed that. I had to take care of my sick wife.
And Otto couldn't even yell at me because he felt so bad. He just reminded me yesterday. He's like, you know, you haven't eaten in 2 days. And I said, what?
Oh.
Well, and then I need more norovirus.
I'm sure you're down a few pounds, but it also got me in the kitchen. And Aunt, you will be very proud of me. I made a soup last night. I made caldo.
He made caldo. Yep. He did. Tell him how you made it, though. Audie, got to tell
him. I did potatoes first, and then I did chicken. And what else did I put in there? I put in onion, peas, corn, green chili, serrano.
Automatic, is this up there with the other dishes? I haven't heard about this famous soup or caldo that you make. I've heard of the mac and cheese, and I've heard of the breakfast burritos.
It was the first time I've ever done it. So this is but it was pretty good for the first time, I'll say that.
It was. And yes, I had to go help him.
She had to put bouillon in there.
Yeah, I put chicken bouillon. I went in and I was the sous chef.
Yeah, she was flavoring it for me.
But it was good
Man,
stuff.
Man, Dana must have really been sick if she was taking the back seat in the kitchen.
That's how sick she was, eh?
I was
Think
so
about that.
Sick. It was horrible. But hey, we're here today.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jealousy can lead you down a really bad path.
Oh.
It can make you think your boyfriend is trying to get more than a haircut. Today's down to the DM. Brianna contacted me and she said, my boyfriend Marcus, he's getting a haircut by this woman that doesn't look like she's actually a stylist. She looks like she's selling, you know, herself, or she's an IG model.
Are you talking about a haircut, or are you trying to offer me something else?
Marcus, I thought you wanted the extra.
No, I'm sorry. I don't, but I know now why Johnny recommends you, though.
Excuse me? Who's Johnny? What are you talking about?
Look, I'm sorry. I'm not one to judge people or what they do, you know, for a living, but I won't be booking an appointment or need any of your services, but thank you.
Marcus, stop. I was pretending to be this IG model. Obviously, he did not go for it. He was weirded out even. You could hear he's like, ah! And then,
it could have been a sting, too.
Yeah, right. And then Brianna stepped, Brianna had to defend her actions.
So you're not the barber?
No, and your girlfriend is on the phone. I'm not the barber. Brianna's on the phone? Yes. Brianna, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you kidding me right now?
Brianna, obviously Marcus is a good man. There is nothing going down but a real head massage.
I'm really sorry.
I got my barber's information. Hey, so I'll tell you what, just hang up the phone and call me back when you're not with your friends, okay?
Okay, anyway, we have Alice on the line. Alice, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What are your thoughts on this down in the DM? And do you think that maybe he just wanted to be around an attractive woman and, you know, pay for a haircut? Obviously, he didn't want anything else.
I believe that it's okay for a guy to go with some hot chick. Just give him a little bit of a fantasy or something. Because, you know, they see you every day.
The MVP of the morning.
Oh, Alice. Alice. A little fantasy. Is that what?
Especially when they get their head massaged.
Girl, I'm ready for a scalp massage myself, and there's no fantasies involved. I just fall asleep. Have you had one of those things? Oh, my gosh. They're worth every penny. I understand why she might be a little concerned. And I've seen this girl's Instagram, this woman, and she's extremely good looking. Like, she's, you know, beautiful. And I think I'm cute, but I might be a little nervous if Otto goes to get, you know, a haircut with her.
It's nothing to be nervous about. That girl doesn't want anything to do with him besides give him a haircut and make him feel desired for a second.
Not only that, she put that Instagram there for business. And when she said, I'm going to do special things, wink, wink, it's all to just get him motivated and to bring him in and get that cash.
Yep. I know, that's right. Yeah, you're right. And you know what? If they're dumb enough to give it to you for a haircut, then that's exactly what you got to do. Okay, Miss Alyssa, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What are your thoughts on this down in the DM?
Hi, good morning. I don't think it's a big deal. My last boyfriend, what did bother me, he would go get massages and not tell me from a woman. But and I wouldn't panic or anything, but I would just be like, what? You went alone to a woman's house to get a massage? Ooh. And he was like, well, her husband was there, so it's okay. And then I later met them, and it was normal.
Okay, it was all normal. Okay, but that probably threw you off at first.
It threw me off when she was explaining it.
Yeah, and the husband being there, you know what? You never know. I was like, you know, but obviously you realized it was all normal.
Yeah, they're like old friends. It was fine, but it's... I go to his hairstylist still to this day.
So. Do you not go to a barber? Do you both go to a stylist?
A stylist, but he's gay, so it's like...
Okay. Because Otto and I go to a stylist. Actually, she was Otto's stylist, and he recommended her to me, and she's been absolutely amazing. I never thought of that. Okay, hold on. And Alyssa, listen to this. The place we go, it's nothing but hot women, like beautiful women, Otto.
Yeah.
You want pretty people, like, it helps when they're pretty. Like, they're attractive and makes you feel more comfortable. I could understand it. It's nothing, like, sexual or, like, there's no feelings there ever. I get it. And it's just a time, like, a piece when you get your hair done. You get, like, 3 hours to get your hair done.
So they have to be pretty to be able to do good hair?
No, I just feel like they are naturally, that's what they do for a living, so they're going to be pretty. Like, what?
That's true. It makes sense. Yeah.
Your hair with bad hair.
Yeah, no, nobody.
That's like asking a broke person to invest your money. No, I get it. No, yeah.
But also, I think we're missing the underlying factor that he's needing intimacy, and there's a lack of intimacy in his relationship. We've all been there before, where that dies down, and it makes you question a lot as a man.
What? No, you have to, give your boyfriend a massage just so he doesn't get his hair done?
No! Yeah.
I'm like, that is ridiculous, Anthony, seriously. That doesn't even make sense. Oh my gosh. You're paying for someone to tell you they want you, and they don't.
We know that. Do you think when people go see the nighttime ballerina, or they go see go see the hot, you know, stylist or duo? I know she doesn't want. I've lived my entire life in this body. I know she doesn't like me. She doesn't want me. But I know. But I also know that I'm
a sexy man.
I also know that it feels nice to be around beautiful people.
This girl's just doing this to get money. 877-730-DCS1. Call us up. Let's talk about it when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We had it down to the DM earlier. Brianna contacted me. Okay. And she said, my boyfriend Marcus is talking to someone, but it's something she said in the down of the DM that I realize now this is all about her being jealous. Take a listen.
He's messaging this other woman who he swears is his barber, but I don't know. She looks like an girl, if you ask me.
Oh.
If you look at her Instagram, she's like half naked and every photo.
Crystal, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I know you have a strong opinion about our convo. Good morning.
I do agree with, I forgot who said it, but men want to feel needed. They need to. I was in a relationship for about 10 years, and I'm not a touchy-feely person. I'm not. I grew up in a very, in a military family half my life, and I'm not touchy-feely. I don't like
it. So was there not a lot of affection, per se?
Correct.
Okay. It was more tough love.
Yes, and I 100% had no problem how beautiful these females were that he were in a go getting his hair cut, go getting a shave, mm-hmm, doing whatever, mm-hmm, because I knew that he needed this attention and I wasn't giving it to him, but I'm a tough one to love and I do tough love.
Okay, so okay.
That's how you're raised, obviously.
Yeah, you were raised that way, yeah.
Yes, and I'm not, and I understand this, and I know this about me. So, and I know at the end of the day, he's coming home to me. Men do need this attention. They need this want, this need to feel just, hey, I still got it. I'm still good.
Even though it's a facade, even though he's paying for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm okay with that because I can't give you that. I'm overstimulated. I'm this, I'm that, whatever. You want to go get your pedicure toes done. Go ahead.
Why are you not comfortable, though? If you recognize that, Crystal, why are you not comfortable, like, reaching out and giving hugs and kisses and arm and back scratches and stuff like that?
I do. Like I said before, I'm not an easy person. I have bipolar. I'm manic depression. My moods are highs. My lows are lows. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I understand it. I'm not an easy person to be in a relationship with. It's very hard for my other person to understand me as well.
No, you give them the grace that they need in understanding yourself. And that's how you make a relationship work. Now, what do you need from your partner since you're giving them all that? What do they give you in return?
I need them to understand that it's not about them. When I'm in my lows, oh, you don't love me, you don't want to hold me, you don't know. I need you to understand that this is not about you. This is about something that I'm going through, and I just need you to give me my space, and then when I'm ready, I'll come, and I do have my lovey-dovey moments when I'm on my highs, mm-hmm, and my relationships, they love it when I'm on my highs, because I'm very lovey-dovey, I'm all touchy, affectionate, but then they realize, oh, nope, she's spaced out today. It's not me. It's her. Hey, babe, can I go get my hair? I'm gonna go get my hair cut. And I'm just like, yeah. And that also tells me, like, hey, you're being kind of distanced towards me. The more I see them going out, hey, I'm gonna go get a beer instead of Applebee's, I'm gonna go get a beer at Twin Peaks. Okay, well, that's them telling me.
Yep, it's your cue to say, hey, I need to snap back a little bit and give them some. Crystal, what you said is so important. You realize what they need and they realize what you need. Because if you're incapable of doing that, you have to say, it's not about you. It's me.
It's commendable how self-aware you are. The fact you're able to, like, recognize these patterns and put them in the know now, and it probably does make your relationship a little bit easier.
Have you become more self-aware? How? How'd you get there?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Drake surpassed Michael Jackson? Yep, that's the word according to Billboard, and I want to talk about it. So I know that Drake knows a thing or two about trophies and breaking records. We know that for sure. But he just celebrated surpassing Michael Jackson for the most number ones among male solo acts this past week, earlier this week, rather, after Janis, STFU, debuted at the top of the Billboard Hot 100, which isn't surprising to me because everybody I know is using that song on Instagram, TikTok. I know I used it myself, but I think it's different. I'm just going to say the bar is different. Michael Jackson sold hard copies. Michael Jackson was in hard rotation on the radio. Michael Jackson was a world-renowned artist, and Drake is too. But it's different when you have to walk up to a record store and buy a hard piece of plastic to listen to, or
the only place
CD
you can hear the record is on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. I am giving all the credit to Drake. He dropped three albums. They all three debuted, number one, number two, number three. I give him that. But man, I don't know about the whole you surpassed Michael Jackson thing.
I'm not buying it. I'm sorry. You can't.
I mean, it happened, but I think it's the way they weigh.
It's the way things are weighed at this point. Yeah, because you can, like, look at Thriller or look at Janis.
Yeah,
which song's going to stand the test of time? I shouldn't have to explain that to you.
When it comes to commercial success, the quality of the music has never really, like, you know, this happens all the time where it's like we have artists who aren't necessarily putting out their best work, but it plays the game, right? And I think that's what Drake did. I would be really excited to see him after all of these albums because now isn't he technically cleared of his like record label obligations. So I would love to see him just with 100% free creative control without worrying about the record label breathing down his back.
We've been listening to the album. We've been streaming it here and there. And Otto did catch a verse where he's like, oh, there it is. He said, this is going to have to hold you off till my real project. And I was like, what?
Well, I mean, now he's at the table. He's got all the bargaining power that he would ever need at this point. He's got, you know, a joint venture company saying they'll give him $2 billion and UMG saying, we don't want you to go anywhere. So Drake's going to get paid regardless.
Will he parlay this into a better deal with Universal Music Group, UMG? Or will he leave the label and parlay it into $2 billion? Either way, he's going to get the B's. I guarantee you. And I'm sorry, nothing beats Thriller. Okay. And I love you, Drake. I love you, but I'm sorry. All right, we'll be right back after this. Brought to you by Uber. Request a ride today.